CRI News, I'm Wu Jiang. Chinese President Hu Jintao reaffirmed support to Hong Kong's stability and prosperity during a meeting with Donald Tsang, chief executive of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Hu and Tsang are in Honolulu, Hawaii for the economic leaders' meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. In his meeting with Lian Zhan, honorary chairman of the Kuomintang of China's Taiwan province, Hu Jintao reaffirms the 1992 consensus as the foundation for peaceful development of relations across the Taiwan Straits.
I agree that the 1992 consensus is an essential criterion of cross-strait development, dialogue and cooperation, and also the important basis of the peaceful development of the cross-strait relationship.
In 1992, non-governmental negotiators from across the straits agreed that both sides should verbally express their adherence to the One China principle. During his talks with U.S. business leaders in Hawaii, Hu Jintao promises that China will expand imports in the next 5 years and urges the U.S. side to loosen export restrictions on high-tech products to China.
The recovery of the world economy is becoming increasingly uncertain and unstable. Under such circumstances, dialogue between China and the U.S. is proving to be more important than ever.
On the front of bilateral ties, Hu Jintao has met with his Peruvian counterpart Ollanta Humala Tasso to discuss issues of common concern. He also exchanged congratulatory messages on the 40th anniversary of bilateral ties with his Rwanda counterpart Paul Kagame. One of the major goals for APEC is to promote free trade among its member economies. Addressing the APEC CEO Summit in Honolulu on Friday, Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard said she still believes in free trade.
And so I am still a great optimist that free trade is good for jobs. We do need to see it matched with market-based exchange rates, and that's a debate we continue to pursue in international meetings, including this one of APEC.
Speaking at a symposium on the sidelines of the APEC summit, Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong offers his view on the future of the Asia-Pacific region.
Well, the long-term change in Asia is the emergence of the new economies, China, India, Southeast Asian countries, and the shift in the balance and the center of gravity from the west to the east, and how we are going to manage that change in a peaceful, constructive, mutually beneficial way. I think that's the most important long-term trend for Asia and the world.
APEC ministers' meeting is underway where officials of member economies are gathering in hope to reach agreement on key issues. The United States, as the host nation, says it supports member economies to strengthen APEC and transform it from a talk shop to a forum that provides practical leadership and innovative policies. Our U.S. correspondent Wang Shanshan has the story.
Trade and foreign ministers of the 21 APEC member states sit down for the APEC ministers' meeting Friday for what is expected to be an active discussion to produce significant results for the upcoming leaders' meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the senior officials have a formidable agenda to discuss.
Global trends and world events have given us a full and formidable agenda, and the stakes are high for all of us. To accomplish these goals, we have to create a rules-based system that is open, free, transparent, and fair.
At a separate venue, business leaders are holding the APEC CEO Summit, advising the APEC Summit that a volatile and uncertain economic environment was discouraging private sector investment and could spawn protectionist sentiment. For China Radio International, this is Wang Shanshan from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Deputy Manager Director of IMF Zhu Ming has urged Eurozone policymakers to provide a clear picture of how to tackle the Eurozone debt turmoil, although global collaboration is needed. Zhu said the Eurozone debt turmoil is more or less a global crisis that needs global efforts to address, but Eurozone leaders should endeavor to chart the course of how to solve the problem first. He was speaking at the ongoing APEC CEO Summit in Honolulu. And that's the latest from CRI.